This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Naya Andweza.
The work of the Lexington Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, the other law enforcement agency representatives that we have here today are all playing a role in that.
Lexington police report crime rates are down in the city.
A man has been found guilty in a shooting that left a young girl paralyzed.
A vigil is planned for missing Madison County mother, Savannah Spurlock.
Vice President Mike Pence will visit Lexington to support Governor Bevin.
A House bill that passed committee yesterday drew protest from Kentucky teachers.
In sports, the 16th regional tournament is back in action tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
A 30% chance of rain showers tonight. Cloudy with lows around 35. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Lexington police say their work is not finished, but they are happy with the direction the city is moving. A report from the city's joint task force says violent crime dropped 13% overall, including a 21% decrease in homicides and a 23% decrease in shootings from 2017 to 2018. U.S. Attorney Robert Duncan tells LEX18 all law enforcement agencies have contributed.
Collectively, I believe our work together is certainly making a difference.
Duncan says cooperation is key in partnerships between law enforcement organizations.
A former University of Kentucky student accused of driving under the influence when his vehicle struck and killed a 4-year-old boy had his DUI charge dismissed from district court Thursday. 18-year-old Jacob Heal was not in court Thursday morning as his attorney attended the hearing. The judge dismissed his DUI charge while Fayette Circuit Court is picking up the case. The former student is accused of having a blood alcohol content of 0.05 when his vehicle struck Marco Shemwell of Winchester on Cooper Drive. The collision happened on a University of Kentucky football game day in September 2018. Heal was already arraigned in circuit court on a reckless homicide charge. A pretrial date is scheduled for March 7th. The deadly collision led to Heal being suspended during the fall semester, and the fraternity he was pledging to, Alpha Tau Omega, shut down its UK chapter following the arrest.
A Lexington man was found guilty Thursday for a shooting that left a young girl paralyzed. Carlos Jenkins fired shots into a home where Amaya Catching was celebrating her 12th birthday. One of the bullets hit her in the spine, paralyzing her from the waist down. Jenkins was charged with wanton endangerment, assault, being a persistent felony offender, and tampering with physical evidence. A jury recommended that he serve 50 years. He will be formally sentenced on April 12th.
A vigil is planned for a Madison County mother who has been missing for 8 weeks. WKYT reports a gathering in support of Savannah Spurlock will be held tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Eastside Community Church in Richmond. Spurlock was last seen on January 4th in a surveillance video showing her leaving a bar in Lexington with 3 men. Richmond police say no new information has been uncovered, and the investigation continues. Savannah Spurlock's mother, Ellen Spurlock, says she is still holding on to hope. She says the visual provides reassurance that her daughter is not forgotten.
Morehead State University's Student Government Association made their voices heard at the 2019 Rally of Higher Education. The rally was held in Frankfort on February 12th and was organized by the Kentucky Board of Student Presidents. The event assembles student government officials from across the Commonwealth and provides them with an opportunity to speak directly with state legislatures to share their concerns and personal stories. Morehead State University's SGA President Brandon Breyer says it's important for state legislators to hear the importance of higher education from students.
Investing in higher education is investing in economic development. It's investing in our future. It's investing in the betterment of the state and of this country.
The event had over 200 college students from 8 public universities in attendance.
Vice President Mike Pence will be making an appearance in Kentucky for a fundraiser in support of Republican Governor Matt Bevin. The Associated Press obtained a copy of an invitation showing that Pence will attend an event on March 8th at the Aviation Museum of Kentucky in Lexington. Pence was the governor of Indiana when Bevin was first elected in 2015. Bevin was called Bevin has called Pence a, quote, good friend. Kentucky is one of three states electing governors in 2019, including Louisiana and Mississippi. Governor Bevin is running against account manager William Woods, State Representative Robert Goforth, and Ike Lawrence. Four other candidates have entered the Democratic primary.
We'll be back with more news right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Protests erupted in Frankfort Thursday over proposed changes to the board that oversees the Kentucky teachers' retirement system. Currently, the KTRS board is comprised of 11 members, seven of which are nominated by system members, whittled down to two candidates by the Kentucky Education Association and voted on by all. But the KEA only represents around 43,000 active and retired teachers, less than half of the total number of teachers covered under the system. Representative Ken Upchurch says that's a problem.
One organization has control over the election and selection process of seven of the 11 board members. What this bill seeks to do is to spread that out across all of the stakeholders.
House Bill 525 would grant other education groups and the Kentucky Society of Certified Accountants nominating privileges. It also tacks on two new members, a retired educator and a gubernatorial appointee, bringing the grand total to 13. The bill passed through the committee yesterday.
The Kentucky House of Representatives has passed a permitless concealed carry bill. WKYT reports Senate Bill 150, backed by the National Rifle Association, will now head to Governor Matt Bevin's desk after a 60-37 vote in the House. It allows Kentuckians 21 and older who can lawfully possess a firearm to be able to conceal it without a permit. Bill supporters say the bill reinforces Kentuckians' constitutional rights, but some opponents said it hurts what they believe is an epidemic of gun violence.
The Kentucky Department of Criminal Justice needs volunteers to help with field sobriety training in Richmond. A post on their Facebook page said participants will consume regulated amounts of alcohol, then undergo testing by Basic Training Academy recruits. As WBKO reported, participants will also get a free meal and $100 for their help. Training will be on March 21st, April 25th, and June 6th. The post added that participants must register a 0.00 blood alcohol level to leave after the training. Those interested should not have any previous DUI arrests. For more details, you can call 859-622-6453.
With several locations damaged by severe weather recently, the Better Business Bureau is urging individuals to be wary of con artists. When hiring a contractor for repairs, it's important to be careful, especially if you aren't the one initiating contact. Heather Clary is the Director of Communications for the BBB in Lexington. She says some things to keep in mind are the contractor's licenses and insurance, references, and making sure to get everything in writing.
If you do hire a contractor, of course, check for their liability insurance and any workers' compensation if they have other employees working. Any business that doesn't want to answer your questions thoroughly or provide information to you and answers to your questions, somebody you may want to consider.
Clary says to watch out for cash-only deals, high-pressure sales tactics, and on-site inspections. It's also a bad idea to allow someone in your home or on your roof until you have had a chance to thoroughly check them out.
The Moorhead State University Career Fair will be held March 5th. The event will feature more than 100 employers, graduate programs, internships, and full-time and part-time job opportunities. Shaylin Whitaker is a graduate assistant career counselor at MSU Career Services. She says the event is a great opportunity.
I think it's important for the students to, you know, look at employers as well as grad schools and internships to, you know, help with their future and, you know, help them find a job and get their name out there and, you know, just the help with their future.
The MSU Spring Career Fair will take place from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Tuesday, March 5th in the ADUC Ballroom. Students should bring a resume and dress in business attire.
Eastern Kentucky University says the Appalachian Regional Commission will invest $1.4 million in the school's Appalachia Aviation Maintenance Technician Training Project. A statement from the university says the 18-month program is expected to begin training students next January. It will be partially taught in traditional classrooms across eastern Kentucky, including at Hazard Community and Technical College, Big Sandy Community and Technical College, EKU Manchester, EKU Corbin, and EKU Richmond. Training courses for upper-level students will take place at Wendell H. Ford Regional Airport, Big Sandy Regional Airport, London Corbin Airport, and the Central Kentucky Regional Airport. Eastern is working with the Federal Aviation Administration to build a curriculum for the course.
The Catholic Action Center in Lexington is seeking donations in preparation for bad weather that will likely force a lot of people to the shelter this weekend. According to LEX 18, the Action Center is asking for donations of soups, sandwiches, orange juice, milk, and lunch meats. Donations can be dropped off at 155 Industry Road.
Doves of Gateway has been receiving donations for Shop and Share fundraiser to help survivors of domestic violence. Donations can be anything as long as they are not too big, since items might not fit in the organization's storage units. Assistant Director Melissa Justice says Doves of Gateway workers and volunteers go to certain locations to get the donations they need.
We coordinate with volunteers in the stores in all five of our service areas for them to stand out at Kroger's and help get donations.
For more information on how to donate, contact Doves of Gateway at 784-2622.
The Rowan County Public Library will be celebrating Dr. Seuss's birthday tomorrow. The event will begin at 1 p.m. and last until 3. Marilyn Freidoff is a library assistant at the Rowan County Public Library.
There will be games and crafts and some snacks and stories taking place throughout the library in different places.
Costumes of Dr. Seuss and his characters are welcome. For questions and more information, the Rowan County Public Library can be reached at 606-784-7137 or by visiting rowancountylibrary.org.
Farm animals are not getting the nutrients they need due to excessive rainfall. Kentucky has been facing record amount of rain this year, causing the nutrients in hay to diminish. Livestock owners say animals are dying due to the conditions of the hay. Clay Stam is a University of Kentucky Extension agent. He tells WKYT it is especially important for animals to be well fed.
The wet conditions and mud is really, really upping the energy requirements those animals need.
Farm owners in need of help or tips can contact their local UK Cooperative Extension office. Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight, cloudy with a low of 34. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 48. Saturday night, a 60% chance of rain with a low around 35. Sunday, rain and snow possible and a high near 40. Sunday night, rain and snow possible and a low around 23. Monday, partly sunny with a high near 29. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 12. Taking a look at your region's temperatures, in Ashland, it's 37. In Winchester, it's 36. In Inez, it's 37. In Lexington, it's 36. In Flemingsburg, it's 36. And here in Moorhead, it's 36 degrees.
On our feature commentary this afternoon, Dr. John Modaff wonders if the harsh consequences faced by other celebrated sexists will be faced by everyone's favorite Mark.
Every minute you use Facebook, you contribute to the wealth of a sexist. Did you know that? You can be forgiven for being distracted from that part of the Facebook story, since lately so many other problems and warnings have emerged that the origins of this Zuckerbergian service are obscured. Doesn't John know how important Facebook is? To me, to my community, to the world? Oh, it's important, but maybe not how you're thinking it is. Let's work our way backward, shall we? Most recently, Facebook has been found to be scooping up data from apps that do not even mention it. That is, when you use non-Facebook apps, apparently somehow Facebook gains access to personal information, presumably with the agreement of the app makers. Also, over the last couple of years, we have learned that Facebook gathered, facilitated sharing, shared, and sold personal information that persons, even those who read end-user license agreements, had not been fully aware of. Or people did not know the extent and the significance of the data scraping, potential influence on an election for one. Your data, used either to help or hinder your candidate. Did you sign up for that? And Facebook, like so many other major services, is explicitly involved in managing your feeds so that more and more you only encounter what Facebook perceives to be appropriate or friendly or ideologically consistent with their silhouette of you. In a sense, they keep feeding you your own face so that you stay happy and safe. Happy because who doesn't love hearing the choir sing their own tune? And safe because no nasty contrary views will confuse your thinking on the way to the voting booth or out into the world. All of the previous reasons, or any one of them, should be enough for you to question why it is you keep using this so-called service. Add to that all of the very consistent, very alarming research information on the anxiety and depression that are triggered and exacerbated by Facebook usage, and we've got a case for dropping it altogether and forever. But none of the reasons discussed so far compare at all to the ignoble roots of this social media service, sexism. Facebook started as a shallow, sexist, woman-demeaning site, begun by a frustrated nerd who couldn't get a date. Today, users are helping to make him richer by the minute. It's not too late. Quit now and begin your penance. We'll DM you when it's over. I'm John Modaff.
Dr. John Modaff is a professor of speech here at Morehead State University. The time is 4:47. I'm Jacob Lindberg, and I'm here with Naya Andwaza, and we're glad you joined us on this Friday afternoon. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has sports right after a quick timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Morehead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies, and cookies, scones, braids, and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
The 16th Regional Tournament is back in action. For WMKY Sports, I'm Cassidy Stearman. The semifinal round of the boys' 16th Regional Tournament tips off tonight at Morehead State University's Johnson Arena. Elliott County and Ashland Blazer meet up at 6:30 p.m. The Lions are favored to win the regional title this year with a 23-3 record. So far this season, they are undefeated in the region. Head coach Greg Atkins says at this point, records don't matter.
Coming through the regular season and finishing up with the district championship, we feel like we've got some momentum. But at the end of the day, coming into the regional tournament, everybody's 0-0, so it's basically the start of a new season.
Rowan and Boyd County also face off tonight. The Vikings took down West Carter in the first round, 53-42. The Lions beat Raceland in double overtime Tuesday, 74-72. Rowan coach Sean Thacker says they've been focusing using plays that they've been saving specifically for this postseason.
At this point in time, there's not going to be a whole lot of tricks that anybody can have up their sleeve. We'll have to work against, they like to do a lot of half-court pressure, 2-2-1. Half-court trap, a 1-2-1-1 half-court trap. So, we're going to have to work on those two things to make sure that we're able to take care of the basketball against those and go get finishes.
Tip-off for the nightcap game is set off for 8 p.m. The first round of the 16th Regional Girls Tournament begins tomorrow at MSU. Russell and Ashland Blazer play at 12:30. Round and West tip off at 2 p.m., Menifee and Lewis face off at 6:30, and Boyd faces East Carter at 8 p.m. Lady Viking head coach Matt Stokes says Round and West have a history.
We beat them once early in the year, and a few weeks later they beat us at their place, so it'll be a fun game. I talked to Coach earlier, and we were talking about the next several years because he's got some young players and we got young players. how fun those games are going to be. So I don't think we realized we were going to have a fun game coming up so quick. Girls get over that loss and get back to work because it's a brand new season now.
You can listen to that game live on WIVY. Morehead State women's basketball is gearing up for the OVC tournament, but they have one final regular season test before postseason play. The Lady Eagles head to Richmond to take on Eastern Kentucky on Saturday. MSU is coming off at 71-52, victory over Murray State on Senior Day, a win head coach Greg Todd said was due, in no small part, to the largest home crowd of the year at Johnson Arena.
It makes a big difference to have that many people. It just adds energy to the team, and felt like after Senior Day, it was a little tough maybe the first half, but the second half, I think we really focused on the game, and the crowd made a difference.
The Lady Eagles are guaranteed a top four seed in the OVC tournament, but can move up to the number two slot, a more favorable bracket draw, if they can pull out a win over the Colonels and get some help in the form of a UT Martin loss. MSU and Eastern tip off at 4:30 p.m. Saturday afternoon. Morehead State men's basketball wraps up its regular season on the road when they head to Richmond to take on Eastern Kentucky on Saturday. The Eagles are 6-11 in conference and vying for one last spot in the OVC postseason tournament. EKU is also in the thick of a postseason change, and MSU head coach Preston Spraldon says it's going to be a dogfight between the two clubs.
The Eastern Kentucky game, we got to be ready for it. I mean, that's what you play for. There's nothing better than playing in front of a great crowd, especially a rivalry game like us in Eastern Kentucky. Close game here when we played them. Their place is going to be rocking. It'll be senior night for them. Nick Mayo, they're going to send him out as the all-time leading scorer on senior night. So they're going to be jacked up. They're going to be ready to go.
MSU is currently tied with Eastern Illinois for fifth in the conference. But three teams, including EKU, are nipping at their heels, only one game back. Eagles need a win, however, to secure a postseason tournament slot. Tip-off between the Eagles and the Colonels is set for 7 p.m. on Saturday night. Morehead State's beach volleyball opened up the 2019 season in Fort Wayne, Indiana today. WMKY's Leanne Akers has the story.
The Eagles faced off with Stevenson today at 12:30 with five flights of players serving up their first win of the season. The team is freshman heavy with two sophomores, two juniors, and one grad student rounding out the 10-player roster. Head coach Jamie Gordon says he was happy with the way his young team performed in the first matchup and they're ready for this evening. The Eagles face Tusculum at 5 p.m. On Saturday, MSU meets up with Carson Newman at 10 a.m. and hosting school Principia at 2:30 p.m. Opening weekend action also marks Morehead State's first season as an associate member of the Atlantic Sun Conference. Atlantic Sun Plays features eight games beginning in late March as the Eagles seek to qualify for the A-Sun Championships in their first season. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers.
And finally in sports today, Morehead State Baseball hosts New Jersey for a three-game series this weekend at Allen Field. The 7-1 Eagles will be in for a tough matchup against the undefeated Highlanders. Head coach Mike McGuire says it'll be a good early season challenge for his ball club.
They're off to a good start. I don't care who you're playing with, you're finding ways to win games. That's a sign of a good club. And you know, they're a club that made the Atlantic Sun tournament last year, you know, finishing in the top six of the league. And it's a good league. And you know, they surprised some people getting there. They've got returning a couple of their key arms off of that club. So I think we'll see good pitching out of them this weekend. And yeah, they're going to be a good test for us.
MSU and NJIT will play a doubleheader on Saturday and then wrap up their series on Sunday. First pitch for the Saturday twin bill is set up for noon. And that's going to do for sports. For WMKY, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle Baseball will host New Jersey Tech this weekend with a doubleheader tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 and a single game on Sunday at 1. Tickets available from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose as investors built on the market's strongest start to a year in nearly three decades, with the Dow Industrials up 110.32 at 26,026.32. The S&P 500 was up 19.2 at 2803.69, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 62.82 at 7595.35. The Dow ended actually well off of earlier highs after weak economic reports came out. Shares actually fell earlier this morning when the Institute for Supply Management released data showing U.S. manufacturing activity expanded at its slowest pace since November 2016. Also, the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index came in below expectations for the month of February, and the Atlanta Federal Reserve's GDP model now shows an estimated 0.3% growth for first quarter GDP, which is of course, a much lower number than had been predicted. Shares of Tesla dropped more than 7% after CEO Elon Musk said the company would not turn a profit for the first quarter. Tesla launched its standard Model 3 car, which starts at $35,000. However, analysts were unimpressed by the announcement. An analyst even called it the un-iPhone moment. And Amazon shares rose nearly 2% after the Wall Street Journal reported the company had plans to open its own grocery store chain at a lower price point than Whole Foods. Shares of Kroger took a beating on the news, sliding more than 4%. In the commodities markets, oil was down 2.6% at $55.73 a barrel. Gold was down 1.7% at $1,294 an ounce. Stocks had a good day in Europe with the Stoxx 600 index up 0.4%. And Asia stocks were strong as well with the Nikkei up 1% and the Shanghai Composite was up 1.8%. Among Dow Industrial stocks, the best performers were Chevron and Nike. The worst performers were Walgreens and Walmart. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Dentsply, Sirona, and Gap, while the worst performers were, again, Walgreens and Nectar Therapeutics. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Fifth Third Bank down a penny at $27.57, Marathon Petroleum up 66 cents at $62.67, AK Steel up 2 cents at $3.04, Lowe's down $1.17 at $103.92, and UPS was up $1.94, finishing at $112.14. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Downtown Moorhead Incorporated and the Kentucky Folk Art Center, presenting the 14th Annual Moorhead Antique and Art Market March 1st and 2nd at the Moorhead Conference Center. Antique glassware, jewelry, furniture, juried art market, and on-site appraisals. Sneak peek on Friday, March 1st from 6 to 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, March 2nd. The 14th Annual Moorhead Antique and Art Market March 1st and 2nd at the Moorhead Conference Center.
Kristen Daniel and Jacob Thacker will present a senior oboe and flute recital tomorrow at 7 in the Duncan Recital Hall of the Baird Music Building at Moorhead State University. The concert is free and open to the public.
Americana singer and songwriter Josh Martin and special guest Rachel Messer will perform in concert at the Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg at 7:30 tonight. Tickets are priced at $15 for general seating.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight, cloudy with a low of 34. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 48. Saturday night, a 60% chance of rain with a low of 35. Sunday, rain and snow possible and a high near 40. Sunday night, rain and snow possible with a low around 23. Monday, partly sunny with a high near 29. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 12. Taking a look at your region's temperatures, in Ashland, it's 37. In Lexington, it's 36. In Flemingsburg, it's 36. And here in Moorhead, it's 36 degrees.
That'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Joe Lewis, Tanner Boyd, Leanne Akers, Keneally Roberts, Wyatt Melton, Cassidy Stearman, Tandy Wallingford, Grant Johnson, Logan Pemberton, Chaz Jenkins, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. WUKY's Josh James, and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke with your stock report. And our feature commentary today came from MSU professor Dr. John Modaff. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Naya Andwaza and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.